VFW Mobile.
In KO4HKX. I won't be with just a minute. I'm getting ready to stop and get fuel.
And hopefully your day was good.
Hope yours was. I heard you and Jimmy talking there a minute ago.
Okay, good to talk to Jimmy. Now to program that 450D.
YouTube videos on there, or you might know somebody that owned it before you did.
Yeah, I can be able to reach some, what, 10-meter repeaters or something.
There's a couple of them out there. Jump out and fill this thirsty thing up. So if you're around when I get back, I'll give you a shout. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I'm up here by Highway 14. KN4TFW.
KO4HKX, mobile.
KN4TFW04PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
It's Ken. Y'all doubled up there, but I got both of you.
How are you?
Most home. You guys go ahead and pick it up.
Tell Miss Susan we said hello. Have a good evening.
73, guys. I'm about at the parking lot or at the house anyway.
Uneventful weekend.
I doubled with you there to start, Roy. Sorry.
Must be the days of doubles.
Get everybody synced up.
I was seeing if you had a good and uneventful weekend.
Got some work done, got some rest, so it was a good weekend. How about yourself?
I got work done, but no rest. Because I was down in Columbia getting a server port set up, and Friday night, I was down there, had to be down there by 6 o'clock Friday night. So I was there, and it did not go well, so we worked till like 3 in the morning, and then Saturday night, I was there again, and we stopped about 11, and then I was there till about noon on Sunday.
Long weekend. I thought you had that training class this weekend.
I was also at that. I was with the server part doing virtually.
Challenge, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you got it done and over with, but I hate you had to go through all that aggravation.
More so, my wife was unhappy because she goes, "Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?" And I kept telling her, "Well, it's not going well," so we were doing the install.
You have to do that all the time, too. What time are you going to be home? I'm like, I don't know. I'm working on a truck. It doesn't always go as planned. I'll be home when I get done is all I can tell you.
When you see the truck in the driveway, I'm home. Until then, please don't ask.
Having to dodge crazy drivers, it's been one of those days.
I truly understand that. Well, Patrick, I'm going to hop out the vehicle in a few minutes to get some push water. I'll be by KO4PXB.
Roger that. I've already done that one, so I'm making a trip up the mountain. KO4HKX, mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon, Patrick. KO5WLL mobile.
Hey, Roy. Sorry, I had a mouthful of a cookie.
Understand. You plan on doing the meeting tonight?
I'm going to have to do it virtual, but I plan on attending.
Good. Yeah, we've got all the equipment now. It's just a matter of making sure all the people that attend the live meetings know how to set it up, so anybody can set it up if they had to.
The live meeting is more. I really enjoy doing that for an hour, and I don't know that I can make it back down here afterwards.
That would probably be pushing it coming from the Brevard area to get down here by 7.
But in Hendersonville, where I parked my tool truck, so I'm still pushing it.
Yes, Dan. I deliver up to the, on occasion, I deliver on that route to AutoZone up there in Brevard and Hendersonville and a couple other stores, Waynesville up that way. But typically when I run route 7, which is goes up to the Chimney Rock store and then up to the stores in Asheville and Weaverville. So, yeah, I know that drive's a long one there. And hopefully one of these days we'll be able to conquer that 610 issue with the dead spot up there.
Great, because, I mean, there's a huge dead spot right through there. But it's also a dead spot for about any other repeater also. I can't hit the 285, the 330 machine. The 6-4 is even a little scratchy right there as you cross the state line.
Just prior to the state line, you got a dead spot for cell phones going through that gap area. But anyways, one day that'll get that accomplished.
One day. But that's always working. That's what you're working towards, something else.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll let you go, Patrick. You have a safe drive the rest of the way up, and we'll talk to you later. Should see you at the meeting later. 7-3 for now. Okay, 5-WLL, mobile clear.
7-3, Leroy, and I'll see you at the meeting. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile monitoring.
Patrick, N4ZLK, mobile.
Okay, B4CBA, mobile.
Meeting, good afternoon, Dave. KO4HKX.
Both of you are doing well today.
As quick as I can get out of this truck, it's like it's got a bullseye on for people pulling out in front of me today.
Sign on the front of it says, pull out in front of me.
Sign on the back that said, kick me. I didn't realize you did that, David.
He's going to get it coming and going.
15 people run a stop sign today, just run right out into traffic. I mean, it's just crazy.
The bullseye home with you, and they'll leave me alone tonight.
We're down here with you. That way I can get rid of this thing.
I'm one that needs one.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, this one's already got a bullseye on it evidently, because I tell you, I haven't got my camera installed yet. I wish I had, because I've already had two incidents. I had a lady pull out right in front of me, didn't even look to her left, and I was coming to her from her left, and if I'd have hit her right in the driver's door, her side, and she looked to the right, and she just ran the stop sign and pulled right out in front of me. Thank goodness I was watching her, and so I was already braking. And if I hadn't anticipated what I thought was getting ready to happen, I probably would have hit her.
For HKX, right off the jump this morning, coming down 25, what is it? Old 25 comes out when it goes by the watershed there. There was a car come flying out across all four lanes of traffic there this morning. I don't know how he didn't get hit.
A dangerous place to pull out right there, especially if you're going south, turning to go south on 25.
Not for everybody, because most people aren't watching out for themselves anymore.
It on the telephone anywhere you go anymore.
I talked to the state trooper. It's been 10, 12 years ago, maybe longer, and he patrols the section of 95 in South Carolina, near the border and then back south, down 95, and he said he saw a text related fatality every day. So just think of how much that's increased since then.
South Carolina has it, but especially Georgia also, they have those signs up that keep a tally of how many people have died on the highways for the year. By the end of the year, I think last year in Georgia it was 1,500 or more.
Broke 1,000, this past year.
They want to type a message.
I can just talk to my forerunner here. I don't have to take my eyes off the road.
Hey, but she doesn't listen.
Well, he listens.
Needed model.
Even does what it, I ask it to.
A vehicle like that.
To dream alive. But what really got me about this lady that pulled out in front of me, once she pulled out in front of me, she stopped dead, I mean, right in the middle of my lane. So I had to stop, I mean, or hit her. Those were my only two choices. And, you know, thank goodness, I wasn't going fast. And it was on Edwards Road here, and she pulled out from one of those side roads and then she just stopped, like, you know, she could have gotten in the median because there's a paved median now, and but she didn't even do that. She just stopped right in the middle of my lane.
Get in their vehicle, and they just, it's a safe little place for them, and they don't think about anybody else, and I don't know. Nobody gets trained to drive very well anymore. N4ZLK.
There are so many distractions now. KO4HKX.
A bump sticker on a car that is a caution. I learned to drive on a video game.
If that were real.
Before they're doing driver's education and simulators.
Again,
like I was telling Lloyd earlier, I got some work done and got some rest, so it was a good weekend.
We got to see the grandkids and went out to eat with them, and it was just great.
Get to see the grandkids. We helped one of my daughters and her husband move down from Fletcher down this way, and we helped them. Well, they were practically done by the time I got there, which was fine with me. But installed, took out an old washer and dryer and installed a new one, and then one of the granddaughters stayed over last night, so that was a lot of fun. Enjoyed that very much.
A lot of fun. And you can spoil them and then give them back.
And kids yet, so I'm gonna have to wait on that one.
Just Beth gave her a bath this morning. She came into my office and I was listening to some Morse code, and she walked in and she started grinning and she started going beep 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 like that. So she got up on my lap and I turned the keyer off so that she could play with it. It still made noise but wasn't sending, and she was just grinning, having a good time. So there's a future ham there, maybe.
Let's get into the Morse code, JP4CBA.
Yep, it'd be easier to learn at that age than it will our age.
Repeats everything she hears right now. It's absolutely ridiculous. You have to be careful what you say, because you tell her to do something and she'll repeat it word for word, just literally everything. It's amazing how much she picks up.
My grandkids have got me in trouble a couple of times.
You wouldn't get in no trouble.
I teach them every little trick I can, and then I say, go show your mom and dad when you get home.
It's that payback, right?
Got it. Oh, me. Yeah, I just teach them all these little things that irritate parents, you know, and that I remember doing, so... you know, and I get a laugh out of it.
Four PXB.
KO4HKX. K4ZLK.
I heard y'all talking. I got gas, and I've been on the road probably about 6 or 7 minutes. But when you were talking about making comments, that's very funny. I said this one to my daughter, and it just happened to be that I was deployed at the time when she said it, that there was a gentleman in a grocery store and had an earring in, and I made the, you know, I know it's not right to say now, but, you know, I mentioned to her that real men don't wear earrings. And this big, muscular bodybuilder guy had an earring in. And without batting an eye or saying that I said it, she looked at him and said, real men don't wear earrings. And that guy looked at my wife like he was going to burn a hole through her.
To tell them to say it, they just do it anyway, or don't have to teach them to say it.
She felt like crawling in a hole somewhere.
Her mouth of sheeps every time.
She's not happy about it. Yeah, I figured. She felt like he was just going to stomp her in the dirt because he was definitely not happy about it.
Oh, look, I'd be the one standing there when my grandkid said something like that.
Yeah, there's just a lot this day and time frame that people get offended over, so it's very tough to even have your own opinion without upsetting somebody.
Lloyd, I disagree with that.
I think you're right, Lloyd. I mean, there's not much you can say. Sooner or later, you're going to get yourself in trouble. In this politically correct climate.
See if I got this. He's the subject. Have any of y'all tried the 6-meter repeater that's on Parrish Mountain yet?
The frequency.
3.630. Down 1 meg, PL tone of 100.
A few nights ago, I saw it. Somebody had posted about it. But I imagine it's a vertical antenna, and I couldn't pull it up. I just was trying it on my wire.
6-meter HT, and it does pretty good. So I'll give it a shot.
Probably hit it pretty good from your location.
I can see Paris Mountain from the top of my house if I stand right at the pinnacle of the house there. I can see it.
My house, but I know I have a straight shot. I can pull it up on my HT, the A2 machine, on half a watt. But I did, like I said, I tried it and I couldn't get anything, but maybe it's because of the antenna. I can pull this repeater up on that same wire antenna. I've checked into the net on it before several times.
6 meters on my 7300. If I put up a 6-meter antenna, boy, that would FM. That would be nice because I think it puts out about 50 watts on 6 meters. So I ought to be able to hit, you know, any of the local repeaters. I know there's another one, too. I've got my walkie, my handheld. It's already programmed in.
Here for the house, and with my setup right now, it's a no-go for me, for sure. But I wasn't expecting to be able to hit it from my location.
But here, I'm not far from work. Good to hear all you guys this afternoon. Hope you all have a good evening, and so we'll talk to you later. KO4HKX in the group, and 4ZLK, 73.
73, Shane, have a good evening. Stay safe out there tonight. KO4HKX.
73, Shane, KB4CBA. Can you give me that, Patrick, can you give me that 6-meter frequency one more time?
Yes, sir. 53.630, offset down 1 meg, PL tone of 100.
3.6, did you say 630?
Roger.
Shift and the PL tone's 100. Yeah, I'm putting it in my phone here so I don't forget it.
Floyd?
Still here due to the fact that I don't have an HF rig yet. I just kept quiet on that one, so it's, you know, I definitely can't try that.
Didn't want to leave you out. I was just trying to relay that information to a couple of guys that may not have had it.
We're talking about FM on that that particular frequency.
Dave, but Lloyd doesn't have anything, any capability but 2 meter and 440, if I'm remembering correctly.
That is correct.
12 years ago, the highway patrol used to be on 6 meters, but I'm sure all those radios are long gone. Well, gentlemen, I'm at the sports club, so I'm going to jump out of here and see if I can hit that little yellow ball. So y'all carry on, be careful out there, and we'll talk to you later. 73's to all, KB4CVA.
Hey, it's KO4HKX. Deciding what you're going to do for an HF rig?
I know the gentleman's name is Dave, but I was not able to copy down his call sign. He mentioned that he had an HF rig that, you know, and an antenna, but I have not been able to get back in touch with him or that he was up and listening. Like I said, if I don't get back in touch with him, then I'll probably get one that Yaesu that has all the way from 2 meter all the way up. That way I can just have one system without having to do multiples, because my wife will accept that a lot more than she would 3 or 4 radios.
And I can't remember Dave's call either, David's call. I'm just drawing a blank on it, or I would tell you, because he's probably listening right now.
Yeah, I hope my wife doesn't have too much to do, or that my oldest daughter will be over there at the house for a little bit. I can take my wife to the shooting range and shoot my rifle again today. That'd be a fun stress reliever for the day.
If I hear Dave, I'll definitely tell him you're trying to get a hold of him, though. He's usually on him early in the morning.
But I appreciate it, because I don't think it's the one that was in Boiling Springs, because I know he mentioned that there was one that, you know, he had for sale, but this gentleman said that he would, you know, had one that, since I got my, you know, upgraded my license, that, you know, that he had one that I could have along with the antenna.
That David was at the Winter Field Day. You met him there, and I just drawing a blank on his call sign right now. I can tell you his last name's Marie, but I can't remember his call sign.
I appreciate it. I'll, you know, on the QRZ, if they are able to search by last names, I'll go by that and see.
N4ZLK. KF4NXY. KF4NXY.
Yep, that's it. Roger that.
N4ZLK.
I heard what you said, but like I said, I'm driving, and like I said, so yeah, if you don't mind texting that information to me, and I'd appreciate it when you can.
I'll try to do that, but I am getting ready to cross the state line, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. It appears getting real scratchy even early today, so I don't know if you can even hear me. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, Lloyd.
4PXB, you are loud and clear, Patrick. I could hear you fine with no static.